Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the third ray of active intelligence. And before we get started, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, and the Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and those 24 volumes are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear in this show. The following thought also comes from Alice Bailey. There is one life which expresses itself primarily through seven basic qualities or aspects, and secondarily through the myriad diversity of forms. These seven radiant qualities of divinity are the seven rays. The third ray is the last of the three major rays, isn't it?
Yes. We've talked in the past about the significance of number, distribution of spiritual energy follows a pattern of the one, the three, and the seven. The three being the Trinity, which is found in so many of the different world's religions, the threefold expression of deity. And the first three rays express this recognition in the sense that the first ray is the ray of power or will, the second ray is the ray of love, wisdom, and the third ray is the ray of active intelligence. And we can see that God, deity, as we understand that force, that creative energy, expresses as power, as love, and as intelligence. All three are the threefold expression of divinity. So the third ray is the ray of active intelligence. It's one that has a special impact on humanity. The kingdom, the human kingdom is affected by the energy of active intelligence in the most profound way. And we get a sense of that in the progression throughout history of the growth of the human mind, the human intellect.
That's very evident, yes. And that's one of the major aspects that we are beginning to express here on Earth through human consciousness.
Some are doing it better than others, expressing intelligence.
that's always the way. That's the way it should be. We can't all be as one, all together at the same time. But yes, that in that descending order, from the one to the three to the seven, the other four aspects, the other four rays four, five, and six, branch out from this third ray.
Maybe we should name those rays to remind our listeners.
Mm-hmm. The ray of harmony through conflict is the fourth ray. And the fifth ray is the fifth ray of science and intellect.
The sixth ray is the ray of idealism and devotion. And the seventh ray is the ray of order and ritual.
And organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's those four energies that branch off from the ray of intellect. This may be kind of technical, but it's the way that energy is in its descending aspects. It descends from the one to the three to the seven. And then on the reverse wheel, all those four energies, 4, 5, 6, and 7, are absorbed again back into the third ray, and then from the 3 to the 1.
That may be a little bit confusing to people. The science of the seven rays, as we've mentioned before, is really profound and complex. It is not something easily grasped. And the worst thing we could do on a program like this is leave our listeners with a sense that it's just a kind of a trivial, fun way to stereotype people and life and occurrences on Earth. And we don't mean to do that. The seven rays are the sevenfold expression of divinity, the seven emanations or qualities of God as expressed in the world and in the solar system. So they are divine energies, but when they make impact on human beings with our imperfect equipment, our imperfect minds, and our still not completely purified physical and emotional natures, these energies can become distorted. And we've talked about some of the glamours or the perversions, I suppose you could say, of the first ray of power, which works out in dictatorship and in the tyrant and in the totalitarian systems. The second ray of love wisdom, which has its downside in the cultivation of love and popularity for personal pleasure. And the third ray, which is the ray of intelligence, too easily can descend into the ray that expresses as the manipulator, the creative, but a little too clever wheeler and dealer behind the scenes.
Yes, the very busy person, as it's been described, as the spider at the center,
mm-hmm.
spider at the center of his web, and he creates this web of intrigue and people, and is wants to keep control of everything in his environment. So that's one of the negative expressions of the third ray.
Who was it who said, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive"? Well, that's kind of the undercurrent of the third ray.
But the third ray also has its good expressions.
It's divine expressions.
Divine expressions, and one of them is the abstract thinker, or the philosopher, or the metaphysician, or
the mathematician.
Mathematicians, especially if it's qualified by the fifth ray of science and concrete knowledge and science, and that's where you get this. Well, you get an Einstein, I would say.
Yes. Perhaps the most perfect example in the human level of
right,
the third ray.
The great mathematicians that we have around this time, and they are probably all along that third ray line with a lot of quality from the fifth ray of science.
The mathematician, the pure, true mathematician, is, I guess, someone who is able to see systems, network systems in their entirety, to grasp the whole concept, the whole idea in its completeness. And I once saw on a television program about Fermat's theorem, which was this insolvable mathematical problem that generations of mathematicians had struggled with for centuries. And a mathematician at Princeton solved it apparently only a few years ago, and it was a program about all of the work that led up to his solution. And he was telling about sitting at his desk on the top floor of his house, having spent years and years dealing with this theorem, and suddenly one day it fell into place in his mind, and he saw the whole theorem and the solution to it all at once. And as he talked about this experience, he began to weep. And he said, it was so beautiful. And I've heard other mathematicians talk about an idea or a concept, a mathematical calculation, as being beautiful. To me, that's the third ray.
Mm-hmm. It's the beauty of the third ray, the real active, and the real intelligence of coming through. And he saw the geometry, probably, of how it all worked together. And it's God was geometrizing through him, and he could see how this the beauty of the universe is put together in its gorgeous way.
In fact, the Ageless Wisdom says that God geometrizes, and one of the names for God in the Ageless Wisdom is the Great Geometrician. It's an expression of the symbolic nature of divinity that expresses through geometric forms. One could try to talk about that, but I think the less said the better. It's probably a subject that we should simply ponder on if it intrigues us, and I suppose it touches on the use of the third ray energy.
It's a little beyond me.
And me too. One of the interesting things about the third ray, the ray of active intelligence, is some of its other names. Sometimes it's called the ray of creative intelligence. Sometimes it's called the ray of adaptability. And all of these have an application to the way we use our minds. Our mothers say to us as children, if you would only think. And it's our God-given intelligence that enables us to create, adapt, modify, change, build, carry out the work that the human kingdom is intended to do on behalf of the plan. That's our job, really, to anchor divine energy in substance, in matter, on earth. And to do that requires the wielding of the third ray energy of intelligence.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Please take advantage of a special offer that we have from Lucis Publishing. The Seven Rays of Life. It's a book by Alice Bailey, and actually what it is, it's a compilation of extracts from all 24 of the books by Alice Bailey. Now, this particular compilation focuses on, it's an overview of the seven rays, the rays in world affairs, the rays and human development, the spiritual path and the rays, and ray methods of service, among many other topics. Now, the discount that you're getting comes in the form of free shipping and handling, so what you need to do is send a check or money order for $15 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You also must mention that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. So once again, let's ask for the Alice Bailey book entitled The Seven Rays of Life, and it'll be a check or a money order for $15 that you'll be sending to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Thank you for the support you've given us in the past. We certainly appreciate that support. It's what keeps us on the air. And I think Lucis Trust is a wonderful organization, and they really enjoy giving you these radio shows every week, so let's keep us on the air. Send your donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S for Lucis. Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And if you need to get in touch with us for any reason, you certainly may do so by giving us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. And also it would be a good idea to go to our website, which is www.lucistrust.org, and click on Inner Sight. Now, when you do that, there is a lot of information about Inner Sight, but a lot of people do it because they want to listen to our archive library of radio shows. You've got a lot of our past radio shows on that website, and a multitude of the Alice Bailey topics are on there, and I think you'll find it enlightening and enjoyable. So please do so. And Let's get back to the third ray of active intelligence. We want to say more about this.
Yes, we were talking about the role of humanity as a mind in the working out of the plan of God in matter. The third ray of intelligence is closely linked with its application in material substance. We bring intelligence to bear upon matter of some sort to build on Earth. That's using the mind for the creative aspect that we mentioned is one of the names of the third ray. The problem or the challenge lies in whether we do this for self-serving reasons or for unselfish, selfless, spiritual reasons. And we might consider one application of the third ray, which is money. There's no material substance denser than that of money. It's the densest concretization of matter, and it's governed by the third ray for extremely spiritual purposes or for utterly selfish personal purposes, depending on the person who has his hands on it. But if we were to think of humanity's obligation to use money for the good of the whole, just think how that would revolutionize life on our Earth.
Yes, and it's another example of how the pure ray, third ray by itself, could without being qualified by love, for example, would be not a good combination. It needs to be in order to handle money in a more inclusive way, in a compassionate way, it needs the support and the qualities of the other rays, like the ray of love, wisdom, to distribute this ray and make sure that money is used properly and wisely in the world.
Yes, distribution is the key word, sharing. That's the right approach to handling money correctly. The writings of Alice Bailey said that when the third ray of active intelligence is applied to the improving of the standard of living for everyone, it can accomplish miracles. She said that it's in connection with money that the great test of goodwill demonstrates. If we really are motivated by goodwill, we will be compelled to share and not hoard. And when we think about that, both as an individual and as a nation, it gives us a certain indication of where we might stand on the spiritual path. The great masters, the spiritual guides of the race, work with the third ray of intelligence and oversee the development of finance and economics, just as divine an occupation as religion and education are. And I think we can see this in some of the servers at work in the world who are trying to alleviate the problem of poverty, trying to bring about a better distribution, a more equitable distribution of money. At present, it's said that 2 out of every 5 people in the world live on $1 a day or less. And there are just a few hundred people that hoard, 90% of the world's wealth. There's a terrific imbalance in the world that I don't know if people are aware enough of. And it holds in it, I think, the seeds of something really terrible if we don't do something about it.
And it just shows what intelligence, human intelligence, what it does, what the power to corrupt or the power to do great things and to share and cooperate. And I was getting back to something you said earlier about one of the qualities of this ray having to do with adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is one of the key elements of the third ray, because without the ability to adapt, we would be stuck in our our one-pointedness, in our particular belief systems and our way of life, and As we were mentioning earlier about the need to adapt to new ways of a more equitable way of distributing money in the world, is a means of adapting to a new way. And this ability to adapt is so fundamental and so important a characteristic for every human being, because without this ability to adapt, we would be stuck in our ways, and we wouldn't make any progress.
I suppose on a spiritual level, adaptation is really the adjustment between matter and the spiritual energy that's making an impact on it. In other words, the forms we create, whether it's a home, a family, a project that we bring about, an institution, a business, whatever form we're building, there has to be an adaptation at every stage of the way that brings about a better and better relationship between the conditioning impulse, the idea, and the substance we're working with, whether it's an artistic project or a series of relationships within the home, or whether it's a business or whatever. We can't remain stuck in the original vision and just hope that that will be enough to carry the day. We have to be able to apply and adjust at every stage of the way. And those are the people that tend to live the longest and the happiest, psychologists find, those who can adjust and adapt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have to keep adjusting and adapting, because life is constantly changing, and we have to keep adapting to like the new technologies that come on the scene every 6 months. We have to adapt to new things. And what would you see, just trying to put all this together in your mind, and you see the great wisdom that God has, or the deity has, in providing all these different qualities that are, he is attempting to manifest through human activity in this world and demonstrate some kind, all of these divine qualities. And you see what a great task and a great challenge it is for deity to put up with us and all of our vices and virtues, and having to do with the rays, and because everything that is expressed in the world is an expression of these seven rays, whether it's our human personality or the in the animal kingdoms and the vegetable kingdom and the mineral kingdoms, they're all affected by the rays, and even the planet itself.
And interestingly, the third ray is especially powerful in the animal kingdom, I suppose, because especially the domesticated animals are in the process of developing intelligence. They have feeling, they have sensation, but they're undergoing the development of their animal mind. And so the third ray is especially active in the animal kingdom. We can also consider the third ray in its impact on service. People who are governed strongly by the third ray of intelligence work with the minds of other human beings. They work to sharpen the human intellect and to inspire it. So I suppose we would see their work in the media, in journalism, in education. They, if they're not so highly motivated, can also work with propaganda and with the influence of public opinion, such as advertising does, and some very skilled politicians. They can do this either for good reasons, high motives, or not, depending on their own motivation. But this tendency to adapt that you mentioned is interesting. That may be what gives the third ray individual sometimes a rather chameleon-like quality.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it has its good sides and its bad sides, I suppose. But I like the glamours that we mentioned earlier, because one of the other glamours of this ray is active scheming.
Uh-huh.
Scheming, and creative work without any true motive or selfish intentions, or, as we mentioned before, the spider being the spider at the center of the work, and devious manipulation and that sort of thing. So those are the kind of drawbacks that can come forth as this purified energy impacts the very impure substance of our minds and brains.
If we think that some of those glamours of the third ray might be conditioning us, we can work a little harder to keep the line of our service, whatever we think it is, clear. Try to be a little more single-minded and more simple in our approach to whatever service we are trying to render. We can't be all things to all people. We can't do everything. We need to choose a particular contribution that we want to make and give it our best effort without spreading ourselves too thin. That might be one way to develop a better expression of the third ray. Those of us who live in New York City would be well acquainted with this ray because it's said to govern the personality of New York. We see the emphasis on business and creativity and the kind of hyper activity that's very much the expression of the third ray. So we've considered these three rays now, the first ray of power, the second ray of love, and the third ray of intelligence, and we see them expressed in the Great Invocation. The first stanza says, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. The second stanza says, from the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. And the third stanza says, from the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. So the next time we say the Great Invocation, we can think about these rays.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the book, the Alice Bailey book, The Seven Rays of Life. And once again, it's the Seven Rays of Life. It's a compilation of extracts from the 24 books by Alice Bailey. Some of the chapters include an overview of the seven rays, the rays in world affairs, the rays in human development, the spiritual path, the rays and ray methods of service, among other topics. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling, so what you need to do is request the Seven Rays of Life and send a check or money order for $15 to Lucis Publishing, L-U-C-I-S for Lucis, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.